Quentin's name for quite a number of years, but I never met him until the pastor's conference back in October in Tulsa, and I'm pleased to know him, and some of you have known him quite a longer time, but we are pleased to have Quentin tonight to present some information about Glenhaven, and without further ado, give you as much time. We will have a time of questions also, as well as slides, so Quentin, please. We're going to have to make you wear this, but...
We're ready to go.
Very good. Thank you.
When I sat down, there was three people in here. I didn't look around and see that we had filled up. It's a real privilege to be here. Probably one of the most special occasions that I've had in a long, long time, because we have a young man here that's part of our family. We missed him the last 2 months, Matt Rice, and good to see Matt again. He came to the ranch a month after I did. So Matt probably could run the place as well as me right now. We really find it a privilege always to stand in a pulpit and represent the ministry that we have out in the middle of Arkansas. Many of you are quite familiar with our ministry. There's even some here that's been on the staff. The Wick family is here. And a few of you have had direct contact with some of the other directors, Jody Brown and Brian Elmore. And you are quite familiar, I assume, with the fact that when you can survive leadership after leadership, you know something's got to be going right in a ministry. I told Jody here a while back that it's always amazing to see the progression of different leaders and how they perform differently, and no two leaders perform the same. But the Lord has blessed this ministry for 11 years this month. And so there was something magical, I think, about being around for approximately 10 years. Last year when we had our 10-year anniversary, all of a sudden everybody in the community found out we were there. And people now think we may be there a little longer. But up until then, they think you're a short-term ministry and you really don't have roots. So we think now we've got a little roots, and we've seen quite a bit of growth in the last 2 years, probably more so by visible means than ever in the ranch. But I think that's because many years we've had foundation after foundation block put in this ministry from those who have sacrificed tremendously to place this ministry on a firm foundation, and that being the Word of God, relying on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide with these young men, and finding ourselves trying to learn to be, as the Word teaches us, professional at what we do. The Word teaches us not to be perfect, to be excellent in all things. And I have been real privileged to walk in behind those who have already paved the way in this ministry, who have learned the hard way many times. And so our ministry right now is in a tremendous growth process. If any of you have ever had a business and gone through a growth spurt, or there's other names for it, you almost feel like you're going backwards, and we call them transition times, but we've been going through that now for almost 2 years at the ranch. We've doubled our staff in the last year and a half. We have put five new living quarters on our facility, the 150 acres that we're on now. We've built, almost completed, the second large building in the last 2 years. And we're probably going to have more kids this next year than we've had in many, many years. And a lot more trained support staff than the ranch has ever had. So the Lord has blessed us tremendously. We'll talk a little about that and tell you what has happened. And in fact, what I'm going to do is defer a lot of this to question and answer, because normally if I open up question and answer, I'm going to answer the questions you want me to answer instead of the ones I stand up here and lecture to you on. So we'll do that in just a few minutes. I want to first of all introduce myself. My name is Quentin Swofford. I am from the South. I'm not from the Midwest. And if I say a word that you don't understand, it is a word that we've put together between me living in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. My parents are from Oklahoma, and I use words that are not even in the English dictionary. So ask my wife what, she knows what most of them mean, so ask her afterwards if I use a word you don't know. I was amazed in stepping off of the airplane as we got on the airplane an hour and a half late the other night, and they said Phoenix 105 and it was 84 in Arkansas. I thought, uh-oh, we're in bad trouble. And we got off the airplane and Beverly and I looked at each other and said, this could not be 104 degrees, 105. But that's because your humidity was probably at its highest, what, 25-30%, and we just left about 100% humidity in Arkansas. And Beverly's amazed. I don't know if I can say this from the pulpit here, but I haven't even broken a sweat since I've been here. And for that reason, we have really enjoyed this. It's been real comfortable. You have a beautiful city. I've been out this way, but this is Beverly's first trip, so she's really enjoying the sights as well as I am. We've enjoyed meeting some of you too, and appreciate your hospitality, and we would like to return that anytime you would like to come back to Arkansas and meet with us, stay with us. We have a 150-acre ranch that's located in the middle of the Ouachita National Forest. We are approximately 40 miles from the closest substantial grocery store. We are in tall pine trees. It's a little different than it is around here. 30 yards to 100 yards is about the furthest you can see there in Arkansas, unless you cut a lot of trees down and get up on top of a mountain. Most of the time you're looking at tall pine trees and hardwoods where we are, but and this is quite a contrast to the lush green valley that our 150 acres is in. We're actually 4 miles down a dirt road. And so that's quite a change of environment for most of the city boys like Matt, who came from big cities to Glen Haven a few years ago. And it's a very interesting place to have a ministry like we have. We have our favorite black bear that comes up behind the houses sometimes and feeds off of the garbage cans. And we had him again, Matt, after you left. And we have big snakes as you do and other things. So we don't have as many runaways in our facilities as in our facility as most of them in other places. We are located approximately 45 miles north of Hot Springs National Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, the famous town for being the home of the President of the United States. Well, I won't comment on that, but He has made Hot Springs a little more popular than it was. We are, and we're north. We're actually north of Hot Springs, approximately 45 miles, up in the Ouachita Mountains, and we are 70 miles west of Little Rock. If that gives you some bearing on where we are, it's a very remote area. Very few private pieces of property around where we are. So we have a ministry that's kind of secluded. We have in the last 2 years sold another piece of property we had about 2 miles away, and so now we're on the one piece of property. Some of you that were there a few years ago or some of you that have seen pictures in the past are going to see a picture of a different place. The property we're on now was quite a bit. The other property was 35 acres, and we're on a 150-acre site now. And we have added quite a few buildings and quite a few staff homes to where we are. So if you haven't been there in a good while and you just happen to be passing through, come by and see us. By the way, you don't just happen to pass through where we are. You're going to have to make a detour. We do more than welcome anyone to the ranch, and we would encourage you, especially you folks that have provided support and financially and prayer support for many, many years. We couldn't do without you. Our ministry operates off of $25 to $200 support from individuals just like you. The bulk of our ministry comes from that type of support. Very few churches support us, and very few other organizations. We have some local Civitan clubs and other things that give us token donations during the year because we're in the vicinity. But you guys are the ones that keep us alive in churches just like this all across the country. We are called a long-term resident facility, or a resident home that facilitates the taking care of and assisting young men who need some assistance, who need some help. And we kind of go the gamut from all the way from just orphans who have no other place to go to young men who are fixing to be or have already been incarcerated and are there under court order or because of a judge who has given them either two choices. So we have also young men anywhere from the age of 6 years of age we're licensed for up until 18 years of age, and they can stay if they're there before 18, they can stay after they're 18 until they finish high school or until they get a job or whatever. We've had some even stay and go to college this year and stay at the ranch or get a job and do other things. So that's what we are determined to do, and our mission is to assist young people. And right now, young men, to put them and place them back into society where they will be effective in first of all, with some spiritual equipment. We equip them with the teaching, the modeling, the training that a parent would teach them. And then we go from there to our school, which is academics. We work with them physically. We put them through calisthenics and other things there at the ranch. They mow a lot of grass, pick up a lot of rocks, don't you, Matt? We also do some VOTEC type training. Right now, we don't have an organized VOTEC, but the boys help us in our facilities by helping us put together buildings, do a lot of construction, and we include them in all of these activities. We include them for the main reason of the mentoring with the men, so that they will have an ongoing relationship with some strong Christian men of character. And one of our goals there that is in keeping with what our purpose and our mission is to facilitate the growth of these young men through character building. We do that through the mentoring or the fathering of these young men. And so our main thrust is in that area. We sure don't want to leave out the mothers because they work just as hard there, and they do their part just as well. And they have, as a mother-father team, we have a great impact, I think, and an opportunity to have impact with these young men. I'm leaving a lot of gaps here, and I hope in asking questions, you will ask the questions that you would like in just a minute. Before I do that, and before I show you a few pictures, down here on the front, we'll organize this here in a minute. I have a blue card, and if you want your name on our mailing list, we would love to put it on there. We send out a monthly newsletter. And if you can't support us financially, we still would like for you to get this, because your prayer support, God will honor that. And we have many on our mailing list that just prays for us, and we find out that that is just as valuable and more so. God honors you by you knowing about our ministry and keeping us in mind and praying for the staff and the circumstances there in our ministry. I also have an envelope. If you have $1 million, you can stick it in that for us. And that's usually all we say about money, because our ranch was founded on the principle that God's grace would be sufficient. And we say very little about money. We're beginning to learn that we need to tell people what our needs are. I'm being fussed at here lately because we don't say enough about what we need financially. So you'll hear more in our newsletter and other places what we do need in that area. But our approach to our ministry is just information. We'll give you the information, and we pray that the Lord would provide the funds for our ministry, and He always has. I have some newsletters down in the front. You're welcome to take any or as many as you would like for whatever purpose. I also have some brochures. One is about what we call our Vision 2000, which is a neat way of saying we hope to have 40 kids by the year 2000 at the ranch. And we're making a lot of plans and have already done a lot of things in the last 2 years to accommodate that goal. The board of directors has gotten their heads together and asked me to put together some kind of goal we can reach or at least pray for, and we are convinced that God will provide us with the facilities and the staff to do this. And right now we're on track with what we're trying to accomplish there. We also have something, another brochure down here. You're welcome to look at it. And if some of you are interested in writing letters and help us in other areas, let me know. Some of these young men have no family, and they would love to get a letter. I don't know if any of you men have ever been in the military or not. I know one has. I saw a uniform just walk in. But if you have ever been away from home, and especially in the middle of Arkansas and tall pine trees, and you've never been out of the city, you need some letters. You need somebody to communicate from back home. And strangers almost are as good sometimes, especially when you're getting nothing else. And we found that long-term, as we are a long-term resident facility for these young men, you ride a young man for 2 or 3 years, and you're going to find a relationship there, and you're going to find he has a relationship with you. So you can sit at home and have a wonderful ministry to these young men without spending a dime, and you can use your wisdom and your life experiences to teach these young men things that they would never hear and never learn and never have otherwise. Remember, Christianity is a relationship, and we demonstrate that in our relationship with others. And when you demonstrate that with the relationship with these young men, that's where the mentoring and the growth and the stability come in. We also have what we have just used here recently to put in some letters we're sending out. It's called Glen Haven at a Glance. It gives some things that we've just accomplished, some things we're doing now, and what we're fixing to do. And so for you that want a little more detail on what's going on at the ranch, we have this up here too. We have been very blessed by being provided some computers as well as some people that know how to use them at the ranch. We produce our own newsletter, and that's one of our larger parts of our ministry, of course. When I say larger part, I mean it's very insignificant compared to what we do with the kids, but we have a lot of ministries connected with our ministry, such as clothing and food and other things that make up our ministry, and one of it is that we have Jeff Rhodes now at the ranch, who has had 13 years computer experience and owned the computer business, and he's on staff. He'd rather take the kids hiking and teach them in school, but he's willing also to help in the area of computers. And fortunately, we just had someone donate us 8486 computers for you that are computer literate, and we're hoping next year to have that as Votech training too in our school. We have approximately, and I'm going to run through some quick statistics to give you an idea, and so you'll have questions you can ask. We serve approximately 1,000 servings of food a month at the ranch. We place probably 20 to 30 pairs of tennis shoes on boys every 6 months. You can imagine the blue jeans that they wear out. So our food ministry and our clothing ministry there is a big part of what we do. We have to logistically take care of our staff and the young men that are there. And for them to be active in a school, which we have on the ranch, some of them go into a public school, but most of them, all of them that come there, go to our private school, Glen Haven Christian Academy, for the first year or two. And in fact, probably in the future, we're going to retain more in our school than sending them public school. We have a rural school and we're very, real proud of it, but even there we lose contact with the young men. So as we have just built a new school building and have upgraded our staff in that area, we're probably going to be retaining the young men in our school more than sending them into public school. More than half of them go to our school every year, and probably this year 2/3 of the young men will be attending our school on the ranch. It's really a privilege, and they really have to earn going into public school. They have to develop their academic skills and bring them up to speed, and then they have to develop their social skills and relationship skills in order to get that privilege, and they have to maintain that. So many times it takes 2 to 5 years to get there. Some of the young men in our facilities can do that real quick, and others it takes the whole time they're there. I'm leaving a lot of gaps, and I'm missing a lot of things on my notes here intentionally, hoping that you will ask some questions. I will give you just a few statistics to bring you up to date where we are in our kind of ministry in the country. Our ministry is... did you drink out of this?
No.
Okay. Good. In our ministry around the country, we're finding that we all have long waiting lists, and it is growing every 6 months, not every year. In fact, every 2 months, we're finding statistics are changing drastically. We had young ladies in our ministry for many years, but in the last 3 years, because of lawsuits and the problems of separation and the fact that we're not a lockup facility and it's against the law for us to lock these boys up at night, or the girls, we found that it was very difficult for us to run a facility on site with both girls and boys. And we found, and Matt won't like this, but we found that once we pulled the girls out, the boys concentrated more on their work and the things that they needed to do. So we found some real benefits from that. Matt, about that time, Matt went to public school and did real well, by the way. But we are now a facility just for young men, and I hope in the next few years, as we have stabilized our growth somewhat there at Glen Haven in Arkansas, we can either build another facility there in Arkansas or somewhere else to house young ladies, because the need for that is growing greater than young men right now. There are more young ladies out there that need the kind of facilities we have than young men. So there's a tremendous opportunity for us to minister, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to these young people, and to help in some small way to stabilize our country by putting some kids back with some family orientation. And first of all, of course, the God orientation that's necessary. But from that, put back the family structure. And you know, it doesn't take much. One child who breaks the cycle and goes back and puts a family back together, they say in less than 60 years he can establish through his children and grandchildren in I think it's 50 to 75 years he can affect over 50 families. So you see, we do have impact with one child. And many times our outreach, if we establish or reestablish in our own family good, healthy family traits, and we can by grace break the cycle, we find that God's going to bless that in a tremendous way, and He has and He does on a daily basis there at the ranch. Our ministry is very hard, as all in any ministry will tell you. Those that come there for house parenting and those that come there for support staff find themselves on the front line. They find themselves inviting evil into their home. We don't do that very often, do we? But we actually take a young man many times, and this is not all of the young men. Some of the young men that come there are believers coming from good homes and need a place to stay. But other young men that come there have already got into the drug culture. They have got all of the gang talk and the gang attitude established. They have already developed all of the social attitudes that are out there. That are so destructive now. They have already been brainwashed with the information that you see daily on television. They come in there with a lack of respect for authority. And so we sometimes spend up to 2 years with one of these young men before we even get a chance to see a turnaround. Because first of all, you've got to put trust back in their life. And without trust, they have no hope. And the way you put trust back in these young men's lives is to develop relationship first. You don't straighten them out first. You develop relationship. Very similar to what God does with us, isn't it? His love comes in and puts its arm around us, and He forgives us of all of our sins and immediately has relationship. And then He goes through the training and the changing and the repenting process or changing process that we need spiritually. And He does the work for us as He loves us and He cares for us. And we do a lot of that at the ranch. We put up a lot of times with bad behavior. We deal with the consequences of years of lack of discipline with these young men because we know we can't snap our finger and change that overnight. Even with a military attitude and a hard-nosed attitude, you're not going to change these young men. And in fact, if you try that nowadays, you're going to harden them. So we find that it really is true that you love them a lot. You give them a lot of attention. You care for them a lot. And in that process, then you hold the standard up. Then you stand firm on what you know is right. And that's our philosophy. That's what we do. We've gone through 11 years of change after change after change, and I so appreciate and so respect Jody and Cindy, who all of you know, and Brian and Laura, as they have led the ranch and as they have pulled us through and gotten us to the place we're at. It's been a privilege for me to walk in behind the kind of ministry that they have established and to watch as God has continued to develop it and to bless it. I'll be glad to ask any questions after I show you a few slides here. What I'm going to do is just update you a little bit on the visual of what's going on down there.